Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. LG Electronics CEO Brian Kwan said the company is considering all possible measures, including sale, withdrawal, and downsizing of the smartphone business. Kwan also promised employment will be maintained regardless of changes to the division. LG's mobile phone business has posted losses of 5 trillion won over the last 5 years, posting consecutive operating losses every quarter since Q2 2015. Brave became the first browser to offer native integration of IPFS, a decentralized version of HTTPS. While HTTPS lets browsers access files on a central server, thus letting you get their web pages, IPFS lets the browser access content on a network of distributed nodes, similar to how BitTorrent works. IPFS points to a content ID or CID rather than IP address. When you type in an address, IPFS uses a cryptographic hash to find the nodes that are storing the content for each file. This means the server is not under any one company's control, and you can still type in a web address like you normally would. This makes content faster because it can be stored closer to you without needing costly server setups by the publisher. It's also more resilient to failures like DDoSes or censorship. Brave has worked on IPFS standards since 2018, but the new update lets the browser resolve URIs that start with IPFS instead of HTTPS, and Brave users can choose to let their browser act as a node on the network, helping improve overall performance. The browser maker Opera acquired the maker of the low-code GameMaker Studio 2 game engine, Yo-Yo Games, in a deal worth $10 million, and launched the dedicated Opera Gaming Division. This division will bring together the gaming-focused Opera GX browser, Yo-Yo Games, and the GameMaker platform, focusing on expanding GameMaker to more novice users, while also developing ways to commercialize games made on the platform. Facebook announced improvements to its AI-driven automatic image captioning system, which generates alt text for images to let the images be understood by users who can't see them. Facebook says the system now recognizes over 1,200 items and concepts, 10 times the amount when the system launched in 2016. Descriptions are also more detailed, able to recognize landmarks, with the AI able to note the relative positions of people and objects in a scene. The new detailed descriptions will first come to Facebook for testing, with the expanded vocabulary coming to both Facebook and Instagram. Netflix added 8.51 million paid subscribers, beating its estimate of 6 million, to reach 203.7 million worldwide. Netflix gained 36.6 million streaming customers on the year. Netflix also reported $6.64 billion in earnings on $1.19 earnings per share. On its earnings call, Netflix announced that its Shuffle Play feature, which plays an algorithmically selected show for the viewer, will roll out globally through the first half of 2021. The European Commission fined Valve and the game publishers Focus Home, ZeniMax, Koch Media, Capcom, and Bandai Namco a combined 7.8 million euros for geo-blocking roughly 100 PC games, preventing them from being played outside certain EU countries and breaking the EU's digital single market rules. Activation keys were blocked from being activated outside of Chechnya, Poland, Hungary, Romania, Slovakia, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania from 2010 to 2015. Valve said it mostly ended the practice in 2015, but previously argued it shouldn't be liable for geo-blocks requested by publishers. MediaTek announced two new top-end mobile SoCs, the Dimensity 1100 and 1200. Both are built on a new 6-nanometer process and include sub-6 gigahertz 5G modems, offering 4 high-performance Cortex A78 cores and 4 low-power A55 cores. On the 1100, the A78 cores are clocked at 2.6 gigahertz, whereas on the 1200, one core runs at a faster 3 gigahertz with double the L2 cache. The GPU seems to be the same Mali G77 MP9 configuration found on the previous Dimensity 1000 SoC. The 1200 also boasts 12.5% better neural and AI performance than the 1100, and sports camera modules up to 200 megapixels compared to 108 megapixels on the 1100. MediaTek expects the new SoCs to be available to OEMs by the beginning of Q2. Samsung announced the 8700 Evo, its latest SATA SSD, designed for consumers with 560 megabytes per second reads and 530 megabyte per second write speeds. Samsung promises roughly 38% better random read speeds and a 30% improvement in sustained performance, plus a 5-year warranty. The 8700 Evo will start at 250 gigabytes for $49.99, 500 gigabytes for $79.99, 1 terabyte for $139.99, 2 terabytes for $269.99, and 4 terabytes for $529.99. A new executive order from the Trump administration gives the Commerce Department authority to write rules that could bar foreign entities from using U.S. cloud infrastructure as a service offerings if they're used for a cyber attack. The rules would apply to jurisdictions as well as people and companies. The order gives the Commerce Department 6 months to create rules for U.S. cloud providers, which would require verifying identification of foreign customers and keeping other records. ByteDance suspended development of smartphones under its Smartisan brand, saying it will refocus efforts on the education-focused Dolly line of hardware. The Smartisan hardware R&D team will be folded into the Dolly team, and services to existing Smartisan users will not be impacted. ByteDance's Dolly division launched a smart lamp back in October, designed to let parents make video calls to help and check in on children doing homework. And finally, 9to5 Google noticed a new addition in the code of the latest Google Message Beta APK, which states that the app will stop working on uncertified Android devices on March 31st. Uncertified devices have not gone through Google certification prior to release and do not come with Google Play services out of the box. 2 years ago, Google started actively blocking access to Play services for uncertified builds. Previously, they allowed them to be sideloaded. Google Messages often isn't one of the pre-installed Google apps included on new devices, but it appears Google will block functionality of it going forward. It's unclear why Google is making the change. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.